Hello, and welcome to the Parkinson's Empowerment Podcast, where we hope to help people with Parkinson's live their best lives by listening to others share their Parkinson's journey, hearing from clinicians and specialists, and keeping up to date with the latest research and resources. I'm your host, Robin Barclay, physical therapist, certified exercise expert for aging adults, owner of Safe at Home Physical Therapy and Rocksteady Boxing Victor here in upstate New York, where we see people in their homes, in our clinic for individualized sessions and group classes. We believe movement is medicine, and we want to help you keep on moving and doing the things you love. Welcome to today's Parkinson's Empowerment Podcast. I am here with John Piazza, AKA Johnny Pizza. That's his boxing name for our Rocksteady Boxing Victor Parkinson's boxing class. Welcome, Johnny P.
Hello, it's nice to be here.
Yeah, thank you for coming. So we are here to talk about you and your Parkinson's and how it's affected your life and what you're doing these days, and what classes you're taking. So why don't you tell us a little bit about how long ago you were first diagnosed? What were your first symptoms?
I was diagnosed about 7 years ago, and I noticed that I was getting symptoms of stiffness on my left side.
Keep going.
And it was starting to affect my work, so I decided to go to my GP. General practitioner doctor, and he said that I should go to a neurologist because he thought I had Parkinson's.
Okay. What were you doing at the time?
I was doing sales for Maine's Paper and Food Service Company, selling a restaurant.
And what did you find that, how was it affecting your job? What kind of things were going on?
Well, the more stress that I had, the more that it exasperated the condition, and I didn't have focus. I was anxious all the time, and I was walking stiffly.
Okay. So there wasn't any tremors or anything like that at first?
No tremors.
Yeah. Okay. So did you went to the neurologist, they diagnosed you right away? Did they pick up on what it was, or what did it take a few times before you?
No, he nailed it right on the first one. He sat down with me and he said, I have good news and I have bad news.
Yeah.
The good news is you don't have cancer, and the bad news is that you have Parkinson's, but it's treatable.
Yeah.
It's not curable, but it's treatable.
Right.
So we started on carbidopa, levodopa to start, and had a checkup every 6 months, and everything was going fine. But I noticed that it was progressing somewhat. And my first neurologist retired.
Okay.
So I had a second neurologist, and then he changed practices. And then I had a third neurologist, and she suggested that I go to Rocksteady Boxing.
Okay. Well, she was very smart. She is very smart.
That's the best move that I've ever made.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear it. And that was A year ago?
A year and 3 months ago.
Wow, you know the date. That's pretty good. Because you had gone how long before your symptoms got worse? You'd gone quite a while.
I've had it 7 years.
Yeah.
And I was just taking medication and not doing anything else.
Well, you were working. You were working.
I was still working up until 2020.
Yeah, but you're still working now because you work at a bakery, right?
Part-time,
but Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, right?
Yes.
and you had your own, part of the reason why we call you Johnny Pizza is because you used to have your own pizza place, right?
Yes. In 1975, I opened up my first pizza joint called Mr. Pizza.
Mr. Pizza.
And then in 1980, I opened up a second location. In 1982, I opened up a third location.
Oh my gosh, you were a chain.
And then I got into a deli and gourmet shop with catering.
Wow.
Then I sold the pizza shops and just stuck with the catering and the deli and gourmet shop. I did that until 1995 full time. And then I worked for a food service company for 25 years.
Yeah.
Maine's Paper and Food Service.
Wow. And we're still waiting here in Victor for your
deli and gourmet and bakery goods to come so we can taste test them.
We're going to wait a long time.
Oh, no. All right. So you come to, let me step back a minute. You're taking your carbidopa levodopa and you're coming to boxing 3 days a week. Yes. And I won't, you know, we know some other classes like our PWR class would be good for you, but you've got your bakery job that you're doing. So we're trying to give you some stuff, send you some videos and links to do on your own. So that you can do those functional movements and stretches. It's just a really good program. So we're trying to get you on board with that.
Hopefully you'll change the times that it takes on Thursdays and
Tuesdays and Thursdays. Yeah, right now it's from 10 to 11. We're in April, we're going to do from, 3:45 to 4:30, right before Nazareth, with Nazareth students come in to do their research. I do have an occupational therapist that's starting with us who said that's a great time for me to teach class. So if we can get the numbers, we can do, you know, one later in the day, for people to come to either after work or, maybe that's just a better time of day for them. So we're looking at that too.
Good. That would work for me.
Yeah. Okay. So what are your symptoms now? The same? Have anything else kind of reared its ugly head? Or
well, I'm dealing with off periods, trying to get my timing better on taking my medication. It seems as though if my class starts at 10:30, I try to take my medication by 9:30, and then I try to get 3 hours out of it so I get through my class.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's not working, and I have to take a medication or I'm slowing down and almost to a stop in the off period.
Yeah. And we don't see that too much. You seem, you know, you're one of our power punchers and, you know,
I feel it.
You feel it.
I feel
it
slowing down.
For sure. I bet you do. And that's, I think I say this every podcast, but that's why it's so important for people to take their medicines on time, every time. And like you said, you're planning ahead for what you're going to do for the day. So, you know, you have class at 10:30 and it can take up to an hour for your meds to kick in, right? That's what they say.
I find it that it's taking about 20 to 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And it's kicking in and I feel
better.
100% better.
Yeah. And that's, I think that's pretty typical, but I know some people say it takes longer. And you take them how many times a day?
Three times a day.
Do you take any of the extended release or no?
I'm on a 30-day trial, which I'm into my second 30-day trial in talcopone taking with it, and it's supposed to extend it. I find that it's not extending it as much as I'd like.
Right, but you are noticing some?
I'm seeing a little bit of difference.
Yeah, so you've been on it for a month now? Or
just about 4 weeks.
4 weeks, because I think they usually like you to stick with something for that long, right?
At
is that what they said?
Month. Yeah, so for it to really... second prescription, so I'm going to give it another 30 days.
Yeah, and
see how that works out.
Okay, yeah.
They started me on amantadine first, and I did that for 30 days, and I didn't find any difference, so we changed this new medicine.
Okay.
I'm going to give it 60 days.
Good, okay. And do you find that the boxing helps? Do you feel better when you leave? You said that was one of the best things you've done. What are some of the reasons? There's probably some different, multiple reasons why it's good, but.
Well, the biggest reason is it's got me motivated to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Doing exercise at home is boring.
It sure is, yes.
So you really need enticements to keep it going. Something has to be done a period of time to become a habit. And if you change your habits, you don't get into routine. And getting into routine is really very important for Parkinson's because you have to keep moving.
Yeah. Well said. Yeah, you really do. And like you said, working out at home is boring. I mean, even for me, you know, to get on a treadmill. I mean, I have a treadmill right here in the gym, but I don't use it too much. I always have good intentions, but and people ask me, oh, well, should I get a boxing bag for my basement? I'll put it in the basement and I'll work out here. And that's great. Cause we have some people, especially especially since, you know, through COVID when we were doing a lot of Zoom, some people actually have like a whole boxing gym in their basement, but they were online Zoom boxing with us, which is still not the same as being here, but it's a heck of a lot better than not doing anything. Sure. But you've got to have someone to really, just to kick your butt, really. I mean, you got to come in and you've got to have someone to say, all right, come on, we're going a little bit longer. We're going to do one more round before we're going to take, well, you can take a water break whenever you want, but, you know, to push you beyond what you think you can do. That forced, intense exercise is what it needs to be to really make a difference for people with Parkinson's.
Self-motivation is tough.
It is. It sure is. Yep.
Although the carrot is there and you can chase it, but you need a little push.
Yeah. Yeah. You need a push. And then so that you've got the push when you come here for sure. Is there a social aspect to it too, to meet other people going through, while everyone with Parkinson's is different, to share what you're going through and what, you know.
You create a camaraderie with the people that you exercise with and box with. It gives me a little insight of what I have to look forward to or what I am going to expect down the road as the progression of Parkinson's takes over, because I see people in different stages.
You do. I mean, you know, I say to people too, you have to remember that everybody with Parkinson's is different. So the way that someone else progresses is not necessarily the way that you're going to progress. And, you know, also, you know, back when some of these people were diagnosed, exercise wasn't being pushed as much as it is now, you know? So they had a different path. If they were diagnosed, you know, 20 years ago, it may be different. Although we do have a woman in here in our class who is tough as nails, and she was diagnosed over 20 years ago, and she's just been, exercise and athletics has just been a part of her life. So she was just naturally working out. And I think that's part of the reason she's doing so well today.
She gives me hope.
Yep. And she is an inspiration for many of you guys in here. I think that at least that's what people have told me. So you just got to keep a glass half full attitude and keep pushing through. I mean, you're still working. You're working, like we said, at the bakery right now, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it helps me keep moving and helps with my dexterity working with dough.
Sure, I bet. We'll have to get some dough one day and do some pizza tossing and kneading, and that would be a great.
That could be sticky.
Yeah, it could be messy. We'll make our own pizzas.
I can tell you when I was first diagnosed and going through the denial, I was angry because I couldn't do what I was able to do right along without thinking. And once I got over that, it helped to mentally to get through the idea that I had Parkinson's.
Sure. I can imagine that. It's got to be very frustrating. I know just being out of work recently because of my own medical issues, it's so hard to sit back and not do the things that you normally do every day, because you can't. But, you know, the fact that you pushed along and here you are, you know, you keep going, is a great testament to your willpower and, you know.
Well, the body can't do what the mind still thinks it can.
Well, and one of the things with, like you mentioned, things that used to be automatic that you could do without thinking, is that is something that you can still improve upon. People with Parkinson's can get better at. So, and again, I feel like I just say this every podcast too, just the swinging of the arms. We don't taking big steps. Those aren't things you normally think about. But when you have Parkinson's, for some people that have that as one of their symptoms, you have to think about swinging your arms. So, you know, and what gets you better and makes it more what makes it automatic again is repeat the task over and over again until it becomes automatic again.
Though you have to think about it.
Well, so you don't have to think about it. That's
at
it.
First, you have to think
about
it.
Yes, exactly. Right.
So one of the, we have a cardio cognitive class on Tuesdays as well. And yesterday we worked, first we worked on walking big, swinging your arms big, and we walked through the clinic for a while. And then I gave them a task. I had everybody put their cell phones in their pocket. And so at some point along the way, I would say, okay, keep walking big, and take your cell phone out of your pocket, hold it in your hand, keep walking. Now put it in your other pocket. Things, now take your cell phone out and look at your phone and put it back in your pocket while you're walking. So I'm trying to make things that people would normally do, you know, or take your keys out, walk and take your keys out of your pocket. And then next week when they're here, I'm going to call one of them randomly while they're walking with their phone and talk to them and have them walk, keep walking big. So it takes practice. You got to work on both things separately before you work on the dual task. So that's one of the things we do in our cardio cognitive class, which I know, again, you're at the bakery, but again, maybe we could, that's one we'll look at adding a class, that class later in the day too. And these classes are open to people with and without Parkinson's. That's, the only class that we restrict to just people with Parkinson's is our rock steady boxing classes. So
it's been a good start taking on this rock steady boxing 3 days a week. The thing is to keep it going and develop an exercise program at home that you can stick to, that you don't get bored, and keep moving.
Yeah, very good point. Whatever you do should be something that you enjoy. So that's what's going to keep you going. Good point. All right. Well, thank you for being with us today, Johnny P.
Well, thank you.
All right. We'll talk to you somewhere down the line here. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. If you have any questions or comment, please go to our website, safeathomept.com, and fill out the form. Or give us a call at 585-398-6050. Have a great week, and we hope you join us for the next podcast. Remember, movement is medicine. Keep on moving.